I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the national games this evening will take place right here in Fort Lauderdale. St. Thomas Aquinas will play host to DeMatha from Hyattsville, Maryland. And one of the premier matchups early season, and one that head coach Roger Harriott and his St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders have been working towards and been looking forward to kick off the season. And Coach joins us this morning. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Larry, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I hear you guys rocking out to those 80s tunes.
Before you got here, Coach, before you got here. You take a look at tonight's game, and obviously it just it's a continuation of what your program has been for decades and decades, playing the best, being the best, embracing an opportunity like this. A lot of times you guys got to go on the road to get these marquee matchups. You get to be at the friendly confines. Talk about that and where you guys are as we open up.
So we're in a good place. Excited to host the MAFA. Coach Brooks has, you know, done a great job of continuing their story legacy over there. So that bring them down here and welcome them to South Florida football is an honor for us to represent, you know, Florida, but also, you know, Broward County as a whole. You know, we feel like, you know, we're in a healthy place with regards to the team. We have several returning players, and the nucleus of our leadership has done a great job creating chemistry and a camaraderie, brotherhood around the team. So we're looking forward to the opener tonight on ESPN.
As a matter of fact, it's at
7 p.m.
Oh, it's 7.
There's some confusion about exactly when the game starts. It starts at 7 p.m.,
yeah.
Not 8 p.m.
Yeah, I think we put it up at 7. We saw 8 originally. But here's also an opportunity for these young men who have worked so very hard since spring and even before spring in the weight room, in conditioning, trying to learn for some kids, new positions, new teammates. Never easy. Building up, you know as well as I do, you could have a lot of talent, but if the chemistry's not there and everything's not clicking on the cylinders. And those are things that you can't force to happen. They have to happen. You've been very fortunate, through the years to have these kids who just blend into and adapt to the system right away. Never really easy, but a lot of kids do it. Talk about this group, because we know that you have a lot of talent. Are there those leaders that you had been searching for?
Yeah, they've emerged. They've bought into the system that has been cultivated over, several seasons. We're fortunate at St. Thomas to have a championship tradition and atmosphere that these kids obviously gravitate to. With regards to development and growth with our youth, some of our most advantageous influences is just being in a healthy environment that is more conducive to their personal aspirations, growth, and development, and so forth.
Right.
So we have a group of kids that have bought into that, and we're fortunate to have the resources and leaders within our program to stimulate, those type of things. With regards to talent, there's talent all over South Florida, Larry. The culture that has been established here that you've had a hand in developing and broadcasting and promoting has allowed football for us in this area of the United States to be more of a lifestyle now.
Right.
So talent is all over the place. For us at St. Thomas, we also have a number of talented players But I like to tell our guys, from a character standpoint, philosophically, it's way more important for us to have trust. You know, if you have a talented group of guys and there isn't any trust with regards to the equation, then obviously you're going to come up with a lot of wrong answers.
Yeah.
The guys that have emerged into a leadership role, you know, they've taken on that leadership responsibility with regards to setting a good example, being great role models, and doing the right thing, and putting the needs of others before their own. And it's really nice to watch this emerge. I'm excited to see how this season plays out for this group for our group of guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Roger Harriott joining us, head coach at St. Thomas Aquinas. His program will open the 2018 season this evening at 7:00 at home against DeMatha from Hyattsville, Maryland. Everybody says D.C., but it's right outside of D.C., but it's located, because I remember from their basketball program, I actually went up there when they used to be just like one or two in basketball every year with Coach Morgan Wooten, who was the head coach, and they put out some of the best. That was that program, and when I saw them play a few years ago against Central, and I had a chance to see them play against American Heritage, they remind me so much of you guys. You know, they had that you know, just the following, the rich tradition, not, you know, aside from football and sports, there were a ton of people here in this area when they played in Plantation a few years. I mean, they had like 200. So it just showed, and that's like you guys.
Yeah, well, a lot of it has to do with the environment. And like I go back to the resources and what we actually stand for. Obviously, you know, DeMatha is also a Catholic organization, a Christian-based organization, same as St. Thomas. We're fortunate enough to have that faith-based component, so you can really develop the holistic experience. You know, and there's a lot of organizations out there that are doing an exceptional job with what they stand for. But with regards to us, I think we're extremely fortunate that we can actually put some of God's grace and glory into our arsenal. So
yep.
the kids eat it up. They're becoming better people. They're making great decisions. The NASA does an exceptional job. It's one of those organizations that you're proud to compete against, and we're looking for a healthy matchup this weekend. I think it should be one for the ages.
I think so too, Coach. As far as I know, a lot of University of Miami fans listen down here, and you have three kids right now committed to the program, which is awesome. And I know that a lot of people, one of them being your nephew, but talk about the kids. I mean, you know, you look at the kid Huff, who you've had an opportunity to watch throughout the spring and into now, and also an extraordinary lineman that we had an opportunity to watch a couple years, Munoz, when he was in ninth grade, and you pointed him out. I think that you had come over to me when we were at a camp or something. You go, I like that kid. That kid looks like he's going to be special.
Keep an eye on that kid, right?
Huh?
Yeah, it's great that we're in a position where we can project kids, you know?
Yeah.
That college coaches will listen to us a little bit.
Yeah, you would think. But I remember that when you said that to me, you go, wow, that kid's a good-sized kid, and he looks very athletic. And he's grown, and we saw him this year. He's got an opportunity to be special. But this is a defensive line, or actually a defense that probably is as good as any. I know you're excited, and I can't thank you enough for joining us on your game day. And certainly everybody will be watching tonight and throughout the season. Challenging schedule. We'll see you at a bunch of games. I know you got Central coming up in 4 or 5 weeks.
Yep.
And Coach, again, thanks so much for taking that time here on a Saturday.
It's our pleasure. There's a lot of great football going on right now. You know, all the best to all the South Florida teams matching up out there. And Larry, thank you for all that you do for us in our community.
My pleasure, Coach. Thanks. We'll see you later.
All right, see you.
Good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.